All right, we are starting. It is now 9:03 in the morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI-22-003 regarding Mr. Steven Anderson. The time now is 3:04 a.m. on November 17th, 2021. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and purpose. Let's go ahead and start with staff members. I mentioned I'm Daniel Carthel. We also have...
Kurt Winter, Deputy Director.
Thank you, sir.
Greg Rehm, I'm Board Investigator.
Thank you, sir.
Scott Donald, Board Counsel.
Thank you, sir. Next, let's go over the EAC committee members. Mr. Gabor.
If you can hear me, this is Rick Gabor. I'm an EAC member, been an inspector for over 30-some years.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Oswald?
Greg Oswald, EAC member, inspector for over 20 years.
Thank you. Mr. Boyle?
Steve Boyle, EAC member, inspector for 7 years.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Warren?
Jill Warren, home inspector, EAC member, been inspecting since 2013.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Hartshorn?
Yes, I'm the whatever the homeowner. I guess I'm not sure how to what my title is here, role here, but yes.
Technically, your role is the alleger in this case, but thank you, sir.
Oh, there you go.
And Mr. Anderson?
Steve Anderson, home inspector since 2010.
All right, thank you, sir. Got a couple of reminders. First of all, this meeting is being recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. Second, all speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important so when I go back to the recording, I can be able to tell who said what. Third, please take some time to turn your cell phones either off or on silent so it won't disrupt the meeting. And we go ahead and get going. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review the following allegations received through a complaint on August 4th, 2021. It is alleged that respondent, after conducting a home inspection at 4025 West Country Gables Drive in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about December 28th in 2020, failed to report on the potential fire hazard of aluminum wiring that was present throughout the home, and failed to report on the fence gate being built over the electrical meter, creating a code violation. The following possible violations of standards of professional practice for Arizona home inspectors, or SOP, were identified during the assessment process will also be reviewed and discussed. First one is respondent failed to observe readily accessible installed systems and components as required in SOP 2.2. Respondent failed to state any systems found to be in need of immediate major repair and any recommendations to correct, monitor, or evaluate by appropriate person as required in SOP 2.2. Respondent failed to list the date of the inspection in a written agreement as required in SOP 2.2. Respondent failed to list a legible name in a written agreement as required in SOP 2.2. Respondent failed to list the firm address in a written agreement as required in SOP 2.2. Respondent failed to list the AZ standards of professional practice in a written agreement as required in SOP 2.2. Respondent failed to recommend correction on the aluminum branch circuit wiring as required in SOP 2.2. Respondent failed to report on the roof covering type and condition as required in SOP 6.1 and 6.2. Respondent failed to report on the condition of the flashings, penetration, skylights, and or chimneys as required in SOP 6.1. Respondent failed to report on the condition of the supports and insulation as required in SOP 7.1. Respondent failed to report on the cross connections as required in SOP 7.1. Respondent failed to report on the type and condition of the service conductor as required in SOP 8.1 and 8.2. Respondent failed to report on the type and condition of the overcurrent protection devices as required in SOP 8.1 and 8.2. Respondent failed to report on the type and condition of the overcurrent protection devices as required in SOP 8.1 and 8.2. Respondent failed to properly report on the condition of the branch circuit conductors as required in SOP 8.1. Respondent failed to report on the condition of the electrical copability as required in SOP 8.1. And lastly, respondent failed to report on the condition of the automatic safety controls as required in SOP 9.1. In addition to the following violation of standards of professional practice for home inspection, for the inspection of swimming pools and spas were also identified during the assessment process. Respondent failed to report on the type of pool and or spa as required in SOP 3.2. Respondent failed to report on the condition of the deck steps and coping as required in SOP 3.1. And respondent failed to report on the type of cleaning system as required in SOP 3.2. And lastly, respondent failed to report on the entrapment prevention components as required in SOP 3.1. This committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine whether any of the following alleged violations of the Board's Practice Act occurred, that being failing to conduct a home inspection in accordance with the standards of professional practice for Arizona home inspectors in possible violation of ARS 32-128C4 as it relates to Rule 430.301.01. The committee will vote on the alleged violation of the Board's Practice Act. All committee findings and recommendations will be provided to the Board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I'll ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or ledger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and please signify yes or no whether you feel comfortable moving forward. Mr. Grabor.
I have no conflicts. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Oswald.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Boyle.
I can't hear.
Sorry, your volume's off.
Sorry about that. Yes, I have no conflicts.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Warren.
Yes, I have no conflicts.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Much of the fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations. The committee shall refrain from offering judgment, personal opinions, or recommendations to the alleger or respondent during the interview process. Interviews will be conducted starting with the alleger and then the respondent. I need to request a motion to enter into executive session.
I'd like to make a motion to enter into executive session.
Thank you, sir. Do I have a second? Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Oswald motioned.
Yeah, sorry about that. I should have said it.
Oh, no worries. And who was the second?
I think Steve Boyle was. Yeah, Steve Boyle. I'll second.
You'll second? Thank you, sir.
And just to clarify, that motion will be to go into executive session for discussion of confidential information and to conduct an investigative interview. Would that be correct?
Yes, sir. I should specify that. The executive session will be for going over confidential information and
conducting investigative interviews.
Hey, Daniel, can I ask a question? Who is talking off camera to you?
That is Mr. Scott,
Donald. Scott Donald, I'm the Assistant Attorney General acting as board counsel.
Thank you.
Sure. He's helping me to stay on track.
Yeah.
Sorry, sir. So I have a motion and a second. I'm going to need to get a vote. I'll call by name for the vote, yay or nay, to enter into executive session. Mr. Gwibor.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
We're doing a vote to enter into executive session.
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Oswald?
Yes.
Mr. Boyle?
Yes.
And Mr. Warren?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. It is now 9:14. I'm going to go ahead and end this recording and start another recording for executive session.